going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In the second round, the Browns, I'll say, surprised some people when they took Carson Schlesinger, linebacker from UCLA, who started there as a walk-on. It's a great story. And he had one extremely productive season at UCLA, and people just love the guy based on the one season, which could be enough. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Matt Stevens joins us, and Matt does color commentary for the UCLA Bruins, played quarterback at UCLA. Matt, great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Yeah, and by the way, Carson Schlesinger is a great pick for the Cleveland Browns.
Why?
First of all, he's fast. He runs a 4.48. He's smart. He closes. He's physical at the point of attack. He can play pass coverage. I mean, he can just do so many different things. And even though he only played 1 year, that was probably one of the most productive years of any middle linebacker at UCLA. And they've had some great ones. Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks. But Carson just had a tremendous year. And his talent just shines on the field.
Hey, Matt, Andy Baskin here. Were you surprised where he was picked when the second night started? There he was, first pick for the Browns.
No, not at all. I mean, that's where it was expected to be picked. And, you know, he could do so many different things, too. Like I said, he can play in pass coverage. He shoots gaps well. He can, you know, get vertical with the tight end. Like, he's a smart guy, and he plays at 100 miles per hour. I mean, you're going to see a guy that's going to dive into the other person's sideline to make a tackle. I mean, he's just a guy that is a leader and everybody responds to.
Matt Stevens joining us, color analyst for the UCLA flagship radio station. When they made the pick, I thought, okay, they're trying to put their defense back together, make it more of a top-notch defense. I get it. What do you think he will do best in the pros, Matt? Will it be rush the passer? Will it be clog up the running game in the middle? Where do you see him fitting in best?
He is a multiple talented guy. I mean, he did everything at UCLA. He is very good at rushing the passer. He's very timely when he shoots a gap and gets, you know, between a pocket or into a pocket to tackle a quarterback, and he's going to chase a quarterback down. But like I said, I was really impressed with his pass coverage. He reads the quarterback's eyes. I mean, he's just not a guy that's going to drop into a zone, stand in the zone, and try and get an interception. He's actually following the quarterback's eyes, understands the plays. He can diagnose concepts on passing schemes as well. I mean, this is a really, really good linebacker that can do many things. So I wouldn't say he's going to rush the passer. I wouldn't say he's going to stop the run. He's going to do everything for the Cleveland Browns.
I think the part of his story that I love the most is the from the walk-on to now, you know, 33rd pick in the NFL draft.
Pretty cool.
Can you just tell me a little bit more about the kid that went from nowhere to somewhere really quick within a four-year period?
You know, it's a funny story because Deshaun Foster, before he became the head coach, he was a running backs coach, and he would always watch Carson Schlesinger on scout team, and he would go up to Chip Kelly and he'd be like, hey, coach, you know, that guy deserves some playing time. He's a walk-on, I know. So then all of a sudden, Deshaun Foster becomes the head coach, and, you know, Carson gets his chance. And Deshaun Foster's not even surprised. He's just like, I told you guys for years why this guy was on scout team. He just kept thinking play after play that he had big play potential. And you got to remember, too, Carson doesn't get a shot unless Olufemi Oladejo, who was a second-round pick, has to go from linebacker to defensive end. So that thrusts Carson Schlesinger in that middle linebacker role. If that move doesn't happen, who knows? We might not ever hear of Carson Schlesinger.
Matt, do you like Carson on the inside, or do you like him out on the edge as a linebacker, or doesn't it matter?
He's always played in the middle. So that's where I've seen him play. I haven't seen him play off the edge. I don't know how he would be off the edge, because he is 6'2", 225, having to go against an offensive tackle, 6'7", 330. I don't know about that matchup, but he's just in the middle. He's really quick, and I'm going to say this again. He knows how to shoot gaps, and he's physical at the point of attack. And if you put him in the middle, that way he can go all over the field.
I kind of love the fact that he also went through the transition from, Pac-12 to Big Ten. You have the chance to watch all these guys kind of go through that. Just your impression of that and his impact against the Big Ten teams.
Well, the consensus was Deshaun Foster said pretty much every coach in the Big Ten after UCLA played him couldn't believe how physical UCLA was. They were very surprised. They're thinking UCLA, soft team from Los Angeles, they're going to just throw the ball and run around. And it was really the defense of UCLA, Jay Tawia. Jay Tawia, he got drafted as well, was the nose guard. Oladejo, Madrona, you had a really good defense. And I think going to the Big Ten, UCLA knew they had to get physical. They had to find physical players. And Carson Schlesinger was a question mark at the beginning of the year because, he's a walk-on, 225 pounds. Well, he was just the opposite. He was the answer for UCLA on defense.
Matt Stevens joining us. He is the color analyst for UCLA football and a former UCLA quarterback. I'm anxious to see Carson. I can't wait to see him in uniform. I love everything I've read about him. That's going to be fun to watch. Browns also drafted two guys at your position, and you being the former UCLA quarterback, in Dylan Gabriel, who you saw out there. He obviously played at Oregon this last year, and Shedeur Sanders, then in the fifth round. Let's start with Gabriel. Give us your impressions on a guy, and you were a quarterback at 6 foot tall. He's 5'11". Can a 5'11 quarterback succeed in the NFL in this day and age?
Absolutely, especially in the shotgun position. First of all, Dylan Gabriel, he's 5'11", but he's very thick, especially his lower body. He has really big legs. And also the velocity and the rotation on the football when he throws it, he has a hose. He can fire the ball anywhere he wants to on the field, and it's always a spiral. He has great feet where he can bounce around, and he can get through his progressions on a route. I just think he's so far advanced, and he was one of my favorite quarterbacks in this draft. And I know there's Cam Ward and Shedeur. Everybody was thinking they were going to go in front of him along with Jackson Dart. But anybody who I thought got Dylan Gabriel was going to get a winner. You got to remember, too, he's been at three colleges. Everybody loves him. The leadership that he has in the huddle, people just sort of gravitate to him. That's his personality. But his skill set, I think, is very, very good. And he's a willing runner. That's another thing about Dylan Gabriel. He knows when and how to run the ball. Now, Shedeur Sanders, I'd never played darts with that guy. Not in a million years. You play darts with Shedeur Sanders, he's going to crush you. He's very accurate. He's got a deep ball like Jaden Daniels. He can throw every throw. I was sort of scratching my head how he went to the fifth round. I really thought he's a top-flight quarterback, so I guess I shouldn't be drafting NFL players.
Matt, you scared me. I thought to play darts with him, he was going to actually throw the dart at you.
Yeah, and you're going to get stuck.
I'm done.
He'd miss.
Then I dropped my – I don't know if he works.
Yeah. No, he is so pinpoint. And he's the toughest kid in the draft. I don't care who you say. He's tougher than Carson Schlesinger. He took a beating at Colorado. I have never seen a kid take a worse beating ever as a college quarterback than Shedeur Sanders.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If you had to pick one or the other, thinking this guy has the best chance to one day, I'm not even going to say this year, one day become a pretty good NFL quarterback, would it be Dylan? Would it be Shadur? Or do you think both of them could pull it off?
I think one of those two are going to be a day one starter. You know, I wouldn't mind having either one, and I wouldn't want to pick between the two of them. I actually was going to pick Shadur Sanders because I loved his toughness and his accuracy. I might have picked him earlier. But if I got Dylan Gabriel, I'm doing cartwheels down the street.
Wow.
This camp competition is going to be really interesting, don't you think? I mean, it's going to be fun, not to mention the fact that Joe Flacco's here, Kenny Pickett's also here. So, but you've had a chance to watch these guys firsthand. So how do you think that plays out at camp?
Well, first of all, Joe Flacco, number one, I mean, he's a great quarterback. And to have that kind of veteran leadership for these young guys, that's really going to help them. But I just think either Gabriel or Shadur are going to rise at one point during the season, and they're just going to take over. Unless, you know, the Cleveland Browns are going to make a move with one of those quarterbacks. Let's not forget quarterbacks get injured all the time. Yeah. Where is Aaron Rodgers going to go? Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? I mean, it's a great problem to have. Two, I think, NFL quarterbacks are going to be able to play in the league.
Matt Stevens joining us. He's from the UCLA Radio Network. The interesting thing here to me, the Browns moved on from UCLA quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who played a lot of games at UCLA, played well, and then they bring in Kenny Pickett. Are you surprised that DTR didn't stick here and that he's got an uphill battle to salvage his NFL career? He did a lot of things well at UCLA, throws a hard ball, but boy, he just didn't look like that guy here, Matt.
You can't run in the NFL. I mean, Lamar Jackson, he runs in the NFL, he does it effectively, but he gets hurt almost every year. I mean, it's just hard to run in the NFL. And, you know, DTR was trying to do, I think, too much with his legs. And he's not a big guy. I mean, he's 6'1", you know, maybe 215. I just don't think he has the frame to absorb the punishment in the NFL. And, you know, at UCLA, he had a long career. It was 4 years. But, you know, it didn't translate into some bowl wins and some big games and stuff like that. So I'm glad DTR is still in the league, and good luck to him. But the guys that Cleveland has now, and I don't know about Kenny Pickett. I mean, I don't know where he's at. But the other two guys, I mean, they're definitely better than DTR.
UCLA has a new quarterback, transfer from Tennessee, Haim Aliyeva. What have you heard about him so far? Because the Browns suddenly have two first-round picks for next year, Matt.
Well, if they get another quarterback, that's going to be a long, long story. But
isn't it, though?
Nico, I've only watched him, you know, play games on TV and stuff like that. You know, he's a pocket passer. Right? He's got a missile for an arm, too. I think he needs to work on some touch passes. But he's going to command the huddle. He's going to command leadership. And who knows who's going to go to UCLA now because of him. So he's a top-flight quarterback, and I think UCLA needed that. Joey Aguilar was the Appalachian State guy, and, you know, at practice during the spring, you know, he was not real consistent. I think with Nico and his experience, you know, being at Tennessee, you know, been there, done that, I think he's going to do really well around a UCLA team through the portal who has done well and has other athletes to surround Nico.
A quick question for me just to kind of wrap things up here. What do you think of the transition to the Big Ten just in general? I mean, and how do you think it's going to look in the future? Do you feel good about it? The travel is always a big question. It's not as bad for football as it is some other sports, but you tell me. I'm just curious from your perspective.
You know, it's interesting because Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA, they pick up 3 hours coming back on a plane. So I know it's no big deal if you get on a plane. Yeah, it's hard to fly, but, you know, there aren't charter planes. But those four teams, if they're playing in Happy Valley or they're playing in Ann Arbor, you know, the game ends at 5 or 6 o'clock. You got a 5-hour flight to come back. Whoa, you pick up 3 more hours. That's a big difference. When Iowa comes to the Rose Bowl, their game ends at 6 o'clock. You know, they get on the plane at 8 o'clock, you know, 4 hours back. Wow, it's almost, you know, Sunday morning around 4 o'clock in the morning. I think it's harder for the teams that are already in the Big Ten than the West Coast teams when it comes to travel.
Hmm. And that's more time to study for the kids for UCLA, right?
Let's be honest.
It's all about the study time.
Do they study anymore? Are they in the portal? Or what's going on? Yeah, I mean, college football is a little crazy.
Matt, great to have you with us. Thank you for the insight on Carson and the quarterbacks. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Matt Stevens from the UCLA Radio Network joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.